And welcome to the Another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We had a book club. We did not talk about the books, so we started a podcast. But this episode, 125.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, it's been, it's 5.5 years.
I know. That's so nuts. I don't even
Or I guess
understand.
4.5? Wait, math. 4.5. It will be 5 years, right?
Yes. Yes. Correct.
This is like our like fifth season.
Yeah.
You know, like math is hard. But we have an ongoing series. Hashtag Bookstagram made me do it. And this might be one of the most.
Oh, yeah.
Bookstagram made us do it.
Yep.
We are talking about Verity by Colleen Hoover. We took the plunge for many a reason.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. For anyone who has not been on the Bookstagram or the Book Talks, it was definitely, I feel like the kind of like pandemic Book Talk thing took off and really, like that was the first time that I started hearing people talk about Colleen Hoover, was at the start of the pandemic when my friends had actually read Verity. But yeah, like 2021, I think it was just like Book Talk took over.
Yeah. Right?
Which is also why I don't know what order the books came out in. Because this was not first one.
I don't know either.
I think the first one is... No, I don't know. I know the, I think the, one of the most popular ones is It Ends With Us. I think that's the one that's going to be the Blake Lively movie, right?
Oh, is it? I did not know that.
There's one that's being filmed like right now. With Blake Lively.
Oh, damn.
With, like, a kind of a bit of a bad wig. An unfortunate wardrobe. But, I mean, it seems to play to the character. I think that's the one. Because I think that's one of the, like, one of the other big ones. But this was the one that I had heard the most about.
And like, yeah, I actually think I'd heard the most about It Ends With Us.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so we're diving in to the coho. That's what they call her.
Yeah.
So yeah, Colleen Hoover was born in 1979. Oh. So I can just like write novels all the time. obviously, American author who primarily writes novels in the romance and young adult fiction genres.
Questions with that?
I wouldn't put this book in either of those.
Nope.
As we said, she's best known for her 2016 romance, It Ends With Us, which I feel like is it not, like, about domestic violence? Like, that doesn't scream romance to me. Anyways.
I feel like that might be a running theme with Colleen.
Well, yes, that too. A lot of her works were self-published before she was picked up by a publishing house. As of October 2022, she sold approximately 20 million books, and she was named one of the most... The 100 most influential people in the world by Time in 2023.
Wild.
Okay. Well, because for me, it was one of those things where, like, I always saw her, so then I totally do the thing where I'm like, oh, well, everyone else is reading it. I don't want to read it.
Yeah.
But then there was, like, kind of, like, I could never tell, like, there seemed to be some sort of, like, controversy, some kind of something happened in the things. So then, when Katie, friend of the pod, she was reading Verity recently and was talking about it, so then I was like, yeah, see, like, I don't know, and, like, I don't, part of it is because it is all over Book Talk, so I don't want to read it, but then I was, kept feeling like I was hearing things about, like, do we not like her, because, like, was she bad or something, but then... All the stuff that we could find out, like, wasn't really actually, like, that bad. Or, like, not her specific.
Right.
So, I don't know. There seemed to be something with, like, her son sending messages to someone underage, which, like, that's questionable. But it seemed that she, like, dealt with it with, like, you know, like, believed the girl and got lawyers involved and blah, 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 whatever.
I didn't hear anything about that, but oh boy.
Yeah, it was something about, like, you know, on Instagram or whatever. So, like, the girl reached out to Colleen Hoover on whatever social it was. And was like, I don't think her son... I mean, her, she, like, the girl wasn't, like, 12. Like, she was, you know, 16, 17, and he was I think early 20s or whatever. So like okay. still underage technically for her. So she reached out to Colleen, and like Colleen right away was just like, yep, no, like I'll deal with him, whatever. And I think, like, I feel like there were lawyers involved, but in that, like, what can I do for you kind of a way, like, we will, right. I will make sure that this is okay. And then the other one that I heard about was, speaking of domestic violence, she'd like made a coloring book.
Okay.
That was like about domestic violence.
That's so interesting.
Like, I think it was in that like meant to be to help you work through things.
Okay.
But I was just like, now again, I've not done this research myself. This is what, I mean, I trust Katie in her research because that's like her entire job.
Right.
Like, researching stuff on the internet. But because that's what I said the exact same thing. I was like, I thought we weren't supposed to like her or whatever. And like, those were the two things that she found.
Okay.
But it seems that you have found other things that maybe make things
well,
questionable.
No, I haven't even found anything specific really because I haven't looked deeply into it. Just like, mostly because like, it's not even the fact that she's popular that she doesn't hold much interest for me. Like the books that she's writing just never seemed like, I was like, this is not for me.
Well, and because I could never tell what they were like at first.
Right. I'm like,
I thought it was just a romance.
Is this a thriller? Is this romance? Like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Because when I thought it was romance, I was like, obviously that's not me. But then when my friend had read Verity at the start of the pandemic there, she was just like, oh my God. And then I thought it was more like thrillers and stuff like that, which I do like, but then I could just never tell.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's, still have questions.
Me too. I'm glad we picked this one though. I like this one in the sense of like to talk about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not 100%. If anyone else knows why else Colleen Hoover has drummed up some controversy, let us know.
Yeah. Like, cause I couldn't tell. Cause it sort of seemed, I feel like there were moments where all of a sudden I was like, wait, is she like canceled? I mean, you know, quote unquote canceled, mm-hmm. like that kind of a thing. So like, I just didn't know. But then again, it was one of those things where I just didn't care enough to actually like, but she is still to this day all over the Bookstagram.
Oh yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Just like everyone. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Verity?
Well, all right then. So, our narrator, main character, is Loan Ashley. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce that name?
Yeah, that's how I was always saying it.
She's a struggling writer who's basically like being evicted from her apartment because she's spent a lot of money taking care of her sick mother who is now dead. She ends up accepting this job offer from Jeremy Crawford, who is husband of best-selling author Verity Crawford, hence the title of the book. And he's hired her to complete the remaining books in a successful series that his wife has been unable to finish because she was in a car crash that has left her incapacitated.
Yes. In a vegetative state.
Yes.
Ish. Well, I mean.
Well. Anyway, Loan goes to live at the Crawford home for a little while to sort through Verity's notes and outlines and whatever, trying to find like material so she knows where to go with the book series. Also, she has nowhere to live at this point, so this is her best option.
Yeah.
She ends up finding an unfinished autobiography that Verity, I guess, never intended for anyone to read.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a time. So Verity and Jeremy's two daughters have died also.
Yes.
And so there's a lot that is revealed in this autobiography about what really happened the day one of them died. Loan keeps the manuscript hidden, not wanting to like devastate him, but then her feelings for Jeremy intensify. You know, they start a thing. And that's Then things happen. Anyway, there's gonna be full blown spoilers in
Oh,
this.
like,
I mean,
there's no way to talk about this without, like, just like.
Right. To be fair, there's really only one spoiler, if we're being honest.
Yeah. One big one.
It's one big
one. This whole time, like, I feel like this was definitely one of the ones, like, I read it in, like, two sittings, you know, like,
that's
a
valid.
Quick, like, hour each kind of a thing, you know? Because, like, stuff just kept happening, and so much of it, because, like, even the start of it, the very first line is, I hear the crack of his skull before the splattering of
Can
blood
we
reaches me.
talk about how this book started? Because I thought this was gonna, like, factor into the rest of the book somehow, and it was just... It didn't even remotely, except for the fact that she manages to meet Jeremy before their meeting.
Well, and I'd kind of forgot about it until, like, right now. Because, like, you get into the rest of it. But yeah, so it starts with her and a stranger are, like, about to cross the street kind of a thing. But he steps out first and gets hit by a vehicle and, like...
Yeah.
He's no longer with us.
No, he's
She's
dead.
Like completely splattered
with his blood.
Yeah.
And viscera.
And so, like, obviously, like, people come and whatever. And so she ends up, some other stranger comes and sees that she's, like, clearly
distraught.
Not in a good state. And at first, I think he thought she was hurt, but then, like, realizes she isn't. So he takes her to the, like, cafe next door to, like, help her wash her face off and stuff. Mm-hmm. They realize, like, her shirt's totaled. So he's, like, you know, like, a businessman, so he takes off his dress shirt. He still has his, like, little, like, under t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives it to her, and they kind of have these, like, kind of deep conversations, because, like, we learn that, you know, he's lost some people, mm-hmm. but, like, she's...
Recently lost her mother.
Yeah. And so we know that she's on her way to meet her agent to talk about some sort of book deal situation. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of have this, like, you know, strangers in the bathroom, weird moment thing. And then she goes to the meeting, and he's the person that the meeting is with.
Yeah.
Which, of course, but then neither of them acknowledge that to anyone else at the publishing company. But then it's also never talked about again.
Nope, never again.
And I completely forgot about it until right now.
It's like the most bananas way to start a book and just not have it be a relevant point in the rest of said book.
Well, that's because, like...
Except for facilitating their meeting. Like, there was literally so many other ways you could have done that.
Well, yeah, it could have just been, like, a splash or a water or whatever. And because, like, you know, like, I read so many thrillers and stuff, I was like, oh, okay, like, we are getting into something.
That's what I thought!
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I really liked the beginning, but as I said, I since forgot about it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's the entire book has it's all moments like that, where, like, the rest kind of, like, at least tie together because it's all to do with the family and whatever. But it's all just these, like, what, whoa, and then, like, on to the next.
Yeah, it's pacing I found a little strange.
Well, because so, like. The whole thing is, so, like, they make the deal. She's going to, like, finish these books for Verity so that, like, the, you know, the series or whatever can continue on.
Yeah.
And the husband, whose name I'm forgetting? Jeremy?
Jeremy.
is like, no, like, you should come because, like, I'm not going to be able to make any sense of her notes and stuff. And obviously, because this is a series, like, she's written 6 books. There's 3 more to go. You know, like, one of those kind of. Big series, so, like, she's gonna have notes that, like, I've never read the books, I don't even know, like, come to the house and, like, you can sort through her office for a couple days. But she ends up just, like, staying for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we slowly learn how the twins died. They had twins, but they died separately, and then they still have, like, a younger son. Mm-hmm. And just, like, everything was so crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
So I was like, I feel like I was hooked by the intro, and then also because it was like about a writer, and like obviously I
Right.
like books about writers. And you kind of like you knew right away that like obviously her and Jeremy were gonna start something.
Clearly.
But like, as soon as she finds, and it starts off kind of like, okay, yeah, she's gonna stay there for a couple days and like meets the nurse that takes care of Verity and the son and whatever, and she like starts to look through the notes, but when she finds that manuscript, the memoir manuscript,
Yep.
that's when things just go off the rails. Like in a way that was really cool.
Yeah.
But more in a like, wait, what is happening?
Yes, correct.
Which obviously is the entire point of the book. And like when you get to the end, that's the whole point, is that like we don't really know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, this was not my favorite book. Yeah. 'Cause like, yeah, I mean, first of all, I did think that beginning was gonna like play in somehow. I just, okay, to be fair, I was surprised by the actual final twist at the end.
Yes. Yeah, because everything else, so like she finds the memoir and it's all about, obviously because it's a memoir, it's about Verity and Jeremy
Yes.
meeting, and then all the things that happens with their girls and their family, and Verity comes across like an awful human being.
Like a full-blown psychopath.
Like she's jealous of her children because she wants all of Jeremy's attention. She tries to kill them.
She attempts a coat hanger abortion.
So then like one of the twin girls had like a scar on her face, and you're like, oh my God.
Then
And
she
then,
decides she likes one of them.
yeah, but she only likes one.
Only one.
But then, because the other one had, was it Asperger's? I think they said.
Yeah, although that is an outdated term, and now we just say
Yes.
autism.
Yeah. I do always say Asperger's, but just because my cousin, whatever that is on the spectrum now, that is what he has had. So like his whole life that I've
Oh
known him,
yeah,
that's
apparently
what we called it.
it's all just autism spectrum
Yeah.
disorder now. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like he's 30, so it's one of those things where like we've been saying this for so
Yeah,
long that then
because
like,
yeah, it's an older term that was used for,
absolutely. And I'm sure they've discussed more of his things, but like it's one of those, like cousins that's kind of like further out, so like I don't really know. But yeah, so she has some sort of neurodivergence, and so Verity doesn't like that twin. But then the other twin has a peanut allergy and like dies at a party. But it all seems like it seems pretty believable, but then like for some reason it feels sketchy.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's just because like Verity says she had this dream. This is why she ended up liking the other daughter. She had this dream where Harper, the daughter with autism, murders Chastin, the other one. Is that how you'd say that? Chastin? I don't
That's
even
how I
know.
was.
Okay. And then that automatically is like that makes her
Yeah, she thought that, like.
when they're infants, mind you. Oh, and we missed the part where she was just straight up neglecting them for a while.
Oh, yeah, she was, like, doing everything she could do to, like.
Like fully Jeremy would go to work, she would turn off the baby monitors and go back to sleep and then wake up in time to dress them, feed them, clothe, like bathe them before he got home.
Oh,
And I was
yeah.
like, what is happening?
I know. And it was like it was ticking, trying to like tick off too many boxes or something. But then, so like we, so yeah, so then Chasten dies from this allergy, and then it's six, like it's not, it wasn't too long after.
Yeah, I think it's 6 months.
Yeah, but then Verity takes Harper and the son out on their little like canoe dinghy thing, but purposely flips it and saves the boy, and then like
Let's Harper drown.
lets Harper drown. So then, like, they're both, but she's doing that because she was like hoping that then Jeremy would love her more again. And just all of, like, everything is just so wild. Because then, as all this is happening, so like, Loan is like in the office reading these things and then like hiding them. But then she's also like, there's moments at where she's like having dinner with Jeremy and the son, and a few things happen where it seems that like Verity isn't in a
Right.
coma vegetative state
Correct.
situation.
Seems like she might actually be has
That's
more
all just like.
function than you realize. And like that's introduced like fairly early. Like to the point that I was like, is she gonna be wrong about this? Because this is a lot of hints to be dropping on something that, and not even hints. Like it's not even like it was subtle hints being dropped. It was just straight up. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to think Loan was going crazy or if we were supposed to be on her side the entire time.
I think we weren't necessarily supposed to be on anyone's side because everyone's kind of garbage.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I mean, like with the memoir, we certainly felt that, like I anyway, like thought, oh no, Verity maybe is enough of a sociopath that she could l have legit been faking this for
Right.
however many months it had been.
100%.
Because again, like the memoir is very graphic and like, in, I mean, yeah, there's like sex scenes and stuff graphic, but just
Yeah, but
in
to be
this
fair, the
like,
sex is not that graphic.
no.
Like,
Yeah, like the murder stuff. Just like in general, all of the things, right? Like it's the memoir is only like sex and trying to kill her children.
Sex and infanticide.
So then, like, you believe, like, I believe that I totally thought that she was faking it. But then, like, at
Yes.
the same time, I wasn't like cheering for Loan or anything, like, because
No.
she wasn't a great character either. Like not that she was like written badly, but like just as a human, she wasn't really that great either.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because
'Cause
she
even her first initial, like when she first gets there and the little boy answers the door, and then he like kind of ignores her and run away. Keeping in mind this kid is like five. She's like, I think he's an asshole. I was like, I think he's a child.
Yeah, so it kind of, they sort of had this like parallel of like, wait, they're both kind of.
Kind of terrible human beings.
So then I just kind of like felt bad for Jeremy because I was just like, his two options are bad because like at this point, spoiler, at this point, we think that he just thinks that Verity was in an accident, so obviously he still loves her
Right.
and thinks all the girls' deaths were accidents.
Accidental.
But like we know from the memoir that like none of them were accidents.
Yeah.
So you feel bad for him, but then you're like, oh well, like maybe. So like I kind of wanted him to be with Loan, but then like she wasn't really great either, and it was like, in
Yeah, I
theory.
also just like didn't understand why either of them were attracted to each other. Like, I didn't feel that connection.
It just kind of seemed like that, like proximity and situational.
Yeah.
You know, like if Verity maybe, you know, lost the use of like her hands or something and couldn't type anymore, so they would still get her to like rewrite it or something, but then like he would still, like Jeremy would have still been with Verity. Like there was just some kind of like, it's more just 'cause they were both there that I think he, I don't know.
And that was that. Well, that was the other thing. Like, yes, it was kind of like they were just in the same place at the same time, kind of like, so this happened. But then there's that whole thing where he tells her that like he felt like a connection with her when they were in the coffee shop bathroom. And I was like, really? Then when she was covered in a stranger's blood because he just got schmooked by a car? And I was like, am I supposed to be believing that this connection between them is like real intense? Like, I just wasn't sure. I just wasn't sure what I was supposed to be taking from this. And maybe that's the point.
Yeah, like at the very, like at the end, that's just kind of how I felt about everything, was that it was all just I mean, maybe this is giving Coho too much credit. It was all kind of supposed to be up in the air, and then, like, we were just supposed to kind of figure it out for ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I feel like other people would probably... I'm sure there's readers who, like, love Loan and, like, oh my god, it's so great, and, like, was, like, cheering it on for her to be with Jeremy and, like, oh, the stuff, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah. Like, it was definitely that, like, once she left, had the things in the book that happened not happened, like, I was like, oh, like, they're never going to see each other again.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I also just felt like I didn't really get to actually know Loan very well at all. Like, outside of this scenario, I don't know what she'd be like as a character.
Yeah.
I have no concept of what she'd be like. Jeremy, I would. Jeremy and Verity both, I feel like, I have a better picture of who they are as characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Verity, maybe less so because of everything that happens at the end.
Yeah. Right, Jeremy, up until like that one page, I totally agree.
Yeah. But Jeremy, assuming that what is written in the autobiography about him is fairly true.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have a better handle on him. I don't know. Loan was very flat to me.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. And I mean, like, so, like, she keeps reading the memoir and, like, learning about more of these things. But then, like, stuff in the house kind of keeps happening. And, like, stuff with her and Jeremy definitely start happening. Wow. But then, like... At some point, she does give him the memoir, right?
Yes, she does.
Before she finds the letter...
Correct.
Right? Because... I can't remember how that happens, just because it was a while since I read
it. Oh, yeah, no. So, okay. So, we're going to reveal the end here now, because this is relevant. So, she shows Jeremy the manuscript, because I can't remember what happens. I can't remember if it's, like...
Well, because they're getting...
They get locked in the room after...
Yes, so there's... That. So, she has been staying in what is technically...
The master bedroom.
Yeah. But Jeremy sleeps upstairs because that's where Verity's, like, hospital bed and stuff is, which makes zero sense to me.
Okay, I was gonna say, which makes approximately zero sense.
Yeah. I guess they had to have one of those, like, chairlift. Anyways, but the son's room is also up there.
It's not an elevator.
Yeah. Like, so he stays up there, so he's like, oh, it makes sense for you to stay down here, because then we kind of, you know, everyone has their own space, and you're close to the office, so you can, like, do your work late, whatever. But we learn that throughout Loan's life, she's had, like, sleepwalking and, like, weird issues. There was some sort of, when she was younger, she ended up, like, hurting herself, but while she was asleep, but then her mom, it was this whole, it's like we get little bits of her background, but never enough to then.
Right. Well, and also she was so freaked out by the whole sleepwalking thing. And, like, to be fair, what does happen to her where she was, like, standing on the roof and then fell, and, like, that is.
Yeah.
A lot, but I was expecting her to have murdered somebody in her sleep, to be honest.
Yeah. But, like,
that's
we never
going. Like, it was such an intense, and then it's just kind of like, oh, that's fine. And then it's just dropped.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what was the point of that though?
I think there was a few of those things, right? So, like, the intro, and, like, same with Loan. Like, we didn't, like, maybe if her mom hadn't died, so we had, like, interactions with her mom, so we could just kind of get more of her character. But, like, once she leaves the city, she has, like, one call with her agent, but then we don't have her outside, like, doing anything. It's just all of her internal monologue in the office alone doing her things. We don't,
like, I don't know what she likes, I don't know what she dislikes, I don't even know what her goals are, other than needing to make money so that she can get this new apartment because she's been evicted.
Yeah. And it just kind of seemed, she seemed kind of wishy-washy.
Yes, 100% she was wishy-washy.
But, sleepwalking. So she had there was a lock on the inside because she was worried about it. Because at one point she was sleepwalking and woke up, like, in Verity's room.
Yes.
And, like, it was a whole thing.
In Verity's bed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. In the bed. That's what it was. But so Jeremy ends up putting one on the outside.
Right.
So that, like, she can feel more safe. So that she's not going to sleepwalk. Mm-hmm. And he'll, like, lock it, and then, like, she can text him when she wakes up or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. So her and Jeremy have sex. Someone locks them in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in theory, has to be Verity. And then that's when she decides to actually share the memoir with him.
Yes, because he wants to, like, I can't remember, it's something to do with the son. And she's saying, like, you can't leave her alone with him or something. Which is when she shows him the manuscript.
Yeah, cool. Because they've been talking about, like, putting Verity in more of, like, a healthcare home situation. To, like,
yes.
And, you know, like, she could come home on the weekends or, like, mm-hmm. spend time, you know. Because he just, but he doesn't want to do that to the son because the son has already experienced both of the girls dying. And, like, he's only sort of just kind of
yes
okay. But he's not really that okay. So he didn't want to, like, do another huge thing
yeah.
to the son.
Yeah.
So then she shares the memoir and everything.
So, yes, she shares the memoir. And then, well, we find out that, yes, in fact, Verity has been faking this whole time. She tries to explain herself, but then they murder her.
Well, but there's, but she finds, because he reads the memoir, and then he's like, oh, okay, like, we're, this is not okay.
Yeah.
But then, so then, is that when they murder her?
Yes, that's when they murder her. I literally casual. Just read it today.
Yeah, just, like, so casual. Just, like, and then they murder her.
Then they murder her.
Yeah.
They go into a room. They, like, she ends up admitting, yes, I've been faking, because she, I mean, I don't even remember the exact explanation she gets, because there's a letter that's found later.
Wait, does she wake up when they're murdering her?
Yeah. Because she tries to talk to him, and then he starts to strangle her. And Lowen tells him to stop because they'll know that she was murdered if she has, like, strangulation marks around her throat.
I remember, so like, then, that part, the, like, let's make it look less obvious.
Yes.
But,
or, yeah, like, no, she has been awake.
I did not remember
to that.
Being
awake. Yep.
I was on a train. I don't know.
Yep. Very briefly. Very briefly. Okay. So instead they make her choke on her own vomit.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
Because that will then, that kind of actually looks more like it could have happened just while she was sleeping because
correct.
Of her, the state
yes.
of, in theory,
yes.
the state of her body.
Although I would also suggest that if he had been strangling her with any amount of force, that those bruises would still show up.
Yes.
But anyway, maybe not if you're dead and your blood's no longer pumping. I don't actually know how.
It really just depends on how hard and how long he did it.
Yeah, and I don't know how that works with it being, like, immediately before she dies. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Although I suppose if there's no, like, exterior evidence, nobody's gonna
yeah.
investigate that too closely.
Well, because that's what always happens on the shows anyway, right? Like, it's a couple days later when they're doing the autopsy and then,
yeah.
like, the bruises come through. But, like, maybe because it was so immediate.
Yeah.
Then
and possibly
they
just wouldn't bother doing an autopsy because
yeah.
it would be fairly clear what happened. And if he didn't request one, then
yeah.
whatever. If it didn't look suspicious,
yeah.
then no reason to. Anyway, 7 months later, Lowen's having his baby. They're cleaning out the house because they're going to go live somewhere else.
Yeah.
She finds... The son makes a mention of how there's, like, stuff that his mother kept in the floor. And Lowen's like, what? So
one,
she goes to...
One, because, like, previously there had been one time where the son had, like, cut himself with a knife while
yes.
in Verity's room.
Yes.
But then there wasn't a knife, and, like, none of it made sense. And, like, that was when Lowen
right.
first started thinking that maybe Verity was faking it. But
right.
it's because it was, she has, like, a spot in the floorboards.
Yes.
Where she, like, hides stuff.
Yeah.
So then Lowen remembered that. Like, once he said it again,
mm-hmm.
she remembered, and, like...
Yes. So then she goes to look in this floorboard and finds a letter from Verity saying that actually the entire manuscript was just a writing exercise in which she was trying to get inside a villainous mindset because all of her books were written from the villain's point of view.
Yes.
And that, of course, she loved their kids. Of course, she didn't murder Harper. that actually she was going to kidnap their son and run away with him. So then Loan's like, oh my God, did we just murder this woman who actually didn't murder her children?
But then,
And you
like,
don't get to find out.
what could.
She just decides she's not going to tell Jeremy about the letter. She tears it up, flushes it down the toilet.
Yeah.
I think she eats some of it.
Yeah. So in the end, like, you don't know. But we also learned that Jeremy had already read
Correct. Had already read the
the
manuscript.
memoir,
Yes.
but I think, but
He
I
tried to kill her.
previously.
Previously, yes. That's why she was the way she was. He had put her in a
Yeah.
car in
Because
the
he
passenger
had,
seat without the airbag.
yeah, because he had found it and
Yes.
read it, thinking it was a true factual
Correct.
memoir. So then her car accident was actually him trying to
Yes.
kill her, not her trying to kill herself because the girls had died. So then, so like you don't, we, so like Loan doesn't know. Or like, how do I, it just, it was all these
Because
things,
then
and
you're
then
left with like, yeah.
we don't know what was real. And like,
Yeah.
through the whole thing, Verity just was painted, and I feel like that was the point, as such an evil sociopath that then I assumed that like everything that she did was kind of real or on purpose. So like, even if the memoir was fake, like, she still did it so that he could read it, or but I mean, then she was still gonna like steal or like kidnap their son. You know, it was just, I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell either because, I mean, partly because why fake that then? Like, her logic is that he would just try and kill her again. But presumably, she could have at some point in the hospital been like, I'm awake. And if she was in a hospital, then like, he wouldn't be able to do anything to her there. And
Yeah.
maybe then she would have had a chance to be like, hey, this is what was actually happening. So it just seems like kind of a weird long con to play.
Well, yeah, and then
Also, I never understood then what happened with Crew and the knife, like their son and the knife when he got injured by it. Like, what was
yeah.
that? Was he just playing with the knife in her room?
Yeah,
Like,
there
are
was
we supposed to think that that time that he's eating the peanut butter with the knife and cuts himself with it, that like he's just careless with knives? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, or like, was Verity trying to like, because at that point, I guess this is the entire point, is that we don't know what was real, if anything was real, what was happening. So I definitely get why like everyone reading this was like, whoa. Because yeah, like you don't know. But like everyone kind of like sucked, so like I can't, and like I'm not opposed to like
No, me
having,
neither.
you know, even main characters that like you don't like or anything, but it just, I didn't not like it, but like I would never read anything else.
Right.
I'm glad this was the one that I read.
Right. Yeah, I kind of found it unsatisfying in the end. I was just kind of left with a okay.
Well, yeah, because it kind of had that like cliffhangery thing, and I feel like I'm so much better at like if it was like a movie and you know what it ends and you're like, what, whoa, Kaiser Soze, but at least in the end you still know, you finally learn that it's Kaiser Soze. That's a Usual Suspects reference, if anyone doesn't know. And I know we're not supposed to watch what's his face movies any again, but the Usual Suspects is outside of that realm because it's like, what? So like it has that kind of a thing, like it, like that's the end of that, that's how this book feels, right? Like when you get the letter and you're like, wait, was it real, was it not real, oh my God.
I don't even mind an ambiguous ending. Like
But
the
that's just, but
ending
yeah, like
of.
it felt different than
Yes.
other things where you kind of have that like you don't know what's happening, or maybe like in like I'm more okay with ambiguous movie endings, but then like I feel like most books that I read like kind of, yeah, like it
Because
just,
I've had ambiguous book endings too, where
yeah.
like in Monkey Beach, at the very end, you don't know if she lives or dies. Or like at the very end of, I mean, this is not a book, but the end of Inception, where you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. Is he still dreaming? Is he not dreaming? We never
Yeah.
find out. That doesn't bother me. I think the reason that this left me unsatisfied was that I simply didn't care one way or the other. I didn't care. I didn't care if the manuscript was real or fake. It really didn't make a difference to me. I just simply did not care.
Well, because like in the end, I feel like I almost liked Verity more than Loewen, whether the memoir or the letter was real or not, just
Yeah.
because she was like doing something.
I was gonna say, like, had
So,
some agency, felt like she had
yeah,
motivation
so if she
other than
was a
just
sociopath, cool.
right.
Let's ride that wave. Let's have some fun.
Agreed.
Or if it was all a writing exercise, that's really cool. Maybe we should try that. Like, and then, but then, yeah, like with Loewen, I still just.
Yeah, she's kind of a wet blanket.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's intentional. I don't know if she's left intentionally kind of blank for the reader to project onto.
When I wonder, like, and especially now seeing that a lot of her stuff was, and like, whatever. Shout out to Colleen Hoover. You're writing books. You're selling books.
She's
Cool. Do your
making
thing.
bank.
Do your thing. But like, again, like, was this like a 50 Shades like fan fiction thing where like you kind of like wrote your
Right.
story and it took off and you like self-published? And then like now people are like on it. So like where did Verity fall in the scheme of like, not that like being officially published means that you would write any better or any different, but maybe you would have a better editor or something.
Correct.
So yeah, like it, that would be the only reason I would want to read another book to see if
Yeah, for like a point of comparison.
it's just this is her style, this
Yeah.
is her,
I would also be curious.
you know, like level of writing comprehension, character building, etc. Or if Loan was just crappy.
Right. Yeah, I am actually color me curious, even though I didn't, because here's the thing, like it's an extremely easy read.
Yes.
Like, even though I wasn't fully invested in these characters,
Yeah.
I still had no problem getting through it. Like, truly, it was quite quick.
And that's, and I think, because like I was more invested in the story, like
Yeah, I was all actually, yeah.
how was the memoir gonna end? Were we gonna
Correct.
find
I was
out?
more invested in the memoir.
But like who the people were didn't matter.
Yes, agreed.
And it was like, I feel like I wanted Loewen and Jeremy to like have sex. I'm like, sure, let's get it on, cool. But I didn't care if they like ended up together.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Because I think that often when there's sort of that like triangle situation, the whole
Yeah.
point is that you want two of the three to end up together.
Right.
And that part I definitely didn't care about.
No, me neither. And I think maybe that was why, like, none of the build up to it and the eventual like sex kind of none of it really worked for me, 'cause I think I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And the tension wasn't quite enough for me. I was like, no, I want them to really be yearning for each other first.
Well, and like, 'cause yeah, like
And I
it.
didn't get that beyond Loewen having what was like kind of felt like a schoolgirl crush.
Well, 'cause yeah, like we were never getting Jeremy's point of view, so like
Right.
maybe if we were seeing both, like we would have known. But we were, yeah, like we never got anything with him on his own. So we couldn't, it was only ever her perception of him.
Right.
And like, perception is everything, always, in everything. So yeah. But in just the like, on the like, the baseline of it, like, she's a struggling writer. She goes to like, live with this hot dad guy, and like, she's gonna like, write, and like, maybe they're gonna like, hook up. Like, if you read it like fan fiction summary styles, I'm like sold.
Right.
Like from that side, I'm like, yeah, cool. But it should have, you know, they should have been out on the back deck that he built when she was looking out the window at him and all those things.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't really work for me.
And I think it was just like everything felt like it was so close. Like, okay, struggling writer. Okay, but like, you know, she was getting evicted from her one apartment, but she kind of had another one. And then, I mean, she sort of lost that one, but like, she could have gotten another one. And like, she just signed this deal to get like $500,000.
Oh, yeah. So like, I was gonna say, like a lot of money.
She wasn't actually like homeless, you know, like she could have found it somewhere, you know, it's so, like she was only struggling and what does it say? Like on the brink of financial ruin for like that first chapter.
Like a minute.
Yeah. So then like that wasn't that, but then like, and you never, we never even, because like the way that time was described, because it ended up being like weeks or a month or a couple months or something.
Yeah, I actually had no concept of how much time had passed. Like I could not tell you how much time she spent at that house before they kill Verity. Like,
I
truly,
think in
I
my
don't
head
know.
It was somewhere in the like 6 to 8 weeks, but when it starts, it sounds like it's only gonna, it's literally only gonna be like a day
couple
or
days.
Two.
Yeah.
Because she plans to only really be there for like a day, but then realizes that like, you know, the office is chaos and notes are everywhere, and I'm sure there's napkins and receipt paper and all the things that we know.
There is a point where she says she's only known him for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But like, that was my only indicator of how long she'd been living in this house.
Yeah. So like, it was definitely no less than 3 weeks.
For sure.
But it could have been like 8.
Yeah.
But then we didn't get enough. Because even then, in those 8 weeks, like, they should have had more of a relationship, or she should have grown more with Crew, or, like, something. Because I feel like with a lot of thrillers, it's the thing where, like, you know, they go to the haunted house, and it's, like, you know, 5 days in and out. They move in.
Right.
Day one, everything's fine. Day two, spooky. Day three, they start to question things. Day four, something super chaotic happens. Day five, they move out.
Right.
So, like, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that. So, like, if it had been that kind of timeline where it was like, okay, she went there, she found the memoir that night, the next day, you know, Crew cut himself, the next day, the next, you know, and it was a week. And, like, okay, like, you know, they had sex once, that was it. But then, like, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was like it was too long. Like, the book was short, but the time was too long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it's got, like, I mean, it's got a little bit of, like, Rebecca vibes.
Yeah.
Have you read Rebecca?
No. But I know, like, I get the idea.
Like, I don't know if that is something Colleen Hoover took as a direct influence, but I can see it.
Yeah.
Or even to a certain degree, Jane Eyre.
I don't even know anything about Jane Eyre, to be honest.
Well, so in Jane Eyre, she like go. I can't remember if she goes there to be like a, like, to tutor the children or something. I can't quite remember.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, what's his name, Mister?
Isn't wow. there? Which book has Mr. Darcy? Isn't that one of them?
Nope, that's Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, yeah, see? I don't know
what this is. Oh, I think it's something with an R, but I can't remember at the moment. So apologies, everybody who's read Jane Eyre. I can't remember this man's name. However, it turns out that... So as he's about to marry Jane Eyre,
yeah,
we discover that he's already married and that he has been keeping his mad wife locked in the attic.
Oh.
And Jane Eyre, up until that point, has suspected that there is somebody else in the house.
Oh, this makes it sound so much more interesting. I swear on Cypher, I had zero clue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's got full gothic vibes. Like, full-blown gothic vibes.
Yeah.
Mr. Rochester, that's it. So it's kind of got a little bit of that going on as well, except that in this case, Loewen knows that Verity is there. Or, like, in the case of Rebecca... Rebecca is dead already.
Yeah.
She's the former wife. And throughout the whole thing, she's the current Mrs., like, the narrator. We don't ever know her name. She's just the current Mrs. whatever the last name is. Again, I forget because my brain is terrible at remembering names, but Rebecca kind of has like, there's like this presence of her in the house of like, she was kind of a horrible person who, yeah. So it's got both of those vibes, except that I liked both of those books better.
I think that's exactly it. It's the Twilight to 50 Shades, those to Verity, like,
right. Like, it's, I mean, like the
Twilight is what it is. Let's not be crazy here, but
right.
You know, that first one, especially that first one, that was solid.
It's like the low rent version of Rebecca
and then Jake. Like, yeah, like then 50 Shades, you know, like, was based on that, and it's like, it's never gonna be. I mean, it is what it is, and some people love it, and like, whatever. But it's, I just can't. I still have yet to ever have the desire to read it or even just like watch the movies to like get it over with. And like now knowing the story of the actual story of those ones, like those sound much more interesting to me.
They're great.
Or that like, if you could take the little bits, like, yeah, all the little bits for this, like it is like, it was exactly what I want. Like, yeah, I want to read about a struggling writer who like, maybe he's going to hook up with the hot guy and like, something might be weird and spooky, like, sold.
Yeah.
And that's why I think if it hadn't read as fast as it did, then I would absolutely just be like, hard pass.
Oh, same.
If it was a slog, completely different.
Yeah. Now,
like, you know, we usually end the, like, specific book ones being like, would you recommend this? I would to specific people.
Yeah, I mean, I...
But not in a way where, like, other books where I'm like, you have to read this.
Correct.
I wouldn't ever be like, it... I would recommend it in that sense of, if someone asked me, hey, should I read this? And based on who that person was, I would say yes right. or no.
Right.
Possibly yes. But I can't think of anyone where I would just be like, you have to go read this. Whereas, like, yeah, obviously no. We have done many an episode on a, like, oh my god, you have to read this.
Right, exactly. Whereas, like, truly, if this was a fanfic that I was reading, I probably wouldn't have finished it.
That's fair.
Probably would have clicked back. I'd have been like, nope. Not for me. Now, to be fair, I'm also usually reading that for, like, the romance of it all. Or, like, you know, not even the romance, but, like, the sexy times of it all.
Well, and I think, yeah,
and like, this... like, I was like, is this supposed to be sexy? I can't tell.
Well, and it wasn't romance, but it wasn't really a thriller, but it wasn't really sexy times, but it was a romance and a thriller and sexy, but, like, it wasn't.
Hmm.
And I think that's where, like, it needed to lean into one of those. And, like...
Yeah.
Pedal to the floor. But it didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why it gave me that kind of, I'm going to preface this differently, like, old school fan fiction. That very, because again, when was, that first one came out in 2016, like, that old, like, now, in the 2020s, especially because of the pandemic, there are fan fiction writers out there that are the best writers that I have ever read.
This is why I don't like using fan fiction as a, like, detractor from some, like, when to say that something reads like fan fiction, I would never ever mean that as a negative thing, because there are some extremely well-written fan fiction out there.
And I think that was, you know, one of the good things to come out of the pandemic was that some of those people who probably had always wanted to write or something actually had the time and needed something, so they did that, and like, shout out to them. But this feels more of that again, because like, Twilight was like ages ago, so like 50 like that, more back when it was kind of the, like, and not even, because there's also so many places for fan fiction now, but this feels like that old school where there was like maybe a couple of places and you would like
fanfiction.net
write about your show or like whatever
when you were writing on LiveJournal before they shut all that down.
Yeah, you know, like it felt close. And when did this book come out? I feel like I didn't actually look that either.
Listen, I don't really like to be very harsh on books, so like, there is a market for this. I understand that. People like it. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that I'd be like, you should read this. Not even because I don't even... I don't even dislike it. I think that's what it's left me with, such a meh feeling that I don't even know what to, how to, I don't even know what to do with it.
Yes, that's exactly it. So, okay, so it came out in December of 2018.
Okay.
It's one of those things, so like, it was nominated for Best Romance
This one?
for the Goodreads Choice Awards. I mean, Goodreads is also Amazon, so like, take that with a grain of salt.
I'm not even sure I would categorize this as a romance.
That's just it. I would never, ever categorize this as romance. The list here is thriller, romance, mystery, fiction, mystery thriller, contemporary suspense, adult, dark, whatever, the list cuts off. So like, but yeah, there's no romance in this. There's maybe sexy times, but that's not romance.
This is what I mean, though. Like, are people reading this as a romance? This is why I wonder about whether or not Loan being such a blank slate of a character is intentional.
If she's the like Y slash N, the
Correct.
your name,
Correct.
the
Especially
insert.
because it's in first person too. Also, there was that weird thing about where she's given a pen name that's mentioned like twice and then never mentioned ever again.
But also in a way where like it seemed like that was her writer name, because people seemed to know it. But then I was like, no, I thought the whole point was this was supposed to be a pen name so that people didn't know because you were helping Verity with this thing. That was confusing.
It was so confusing. And then, like I said, it's mentioned like twice when she's first introduced to the nurse. And then one other time, I think, when Crew is there, although presumably that changes when she actually is in a relationship with Jeremy.
Well, yeah, because they—that was the whole thing—was that they were always going to introduce her as,
Bruh.
yeah, well,
So I don't remember the last name.
yeah.
Because
So like,
again, it's
that's what everyone
mentioned.
else was calling
The
her.
first and last name is mentioned once.
And so like that, but that's right because Crew would have always been calling her that. But then they like get together and get married in our family forever times. So at some point, would you just be, sorry, actually, could you call me Loane?
I just don't know what's happening.
Now I can't tell if I'm more intrigued to read another one. Just to
Listen,
like figure it
I
out.
am literally curious just to understand if this is sort of like a across the board situation or if Verity is slightly different.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to do when the Blake Lively movie comes out, we'll have to do a
Oh, a
book to
book to.
movie. Maybe Blake Lively could save it. I don't know. Or maybe the book,
That
yeah.
seems to be asking
Interesting.
a lot of Blake Lively.
All like, yeah, all the stills that I've seen just play into the whole like me having zero faith in Blake Lively, which I feel so bad about because
I also feel bad about that because,
I
like,
assume it's supposed to be the character, right? Like the character has
right.
weird frumpy clothes and like bad hair. It's not Blake Lively. Like,
Yeah, I also can never decide. I feel like Blake Lively is a sweet, lovely person.
yes.
I can never decide if I like her as an actor.
Beyond agreed.
Because I like her in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And I like her in a couple other things. But then there are certain things where, I don't know, there's other certain roles where I'm like, I'm not sure you're charismatic enough to pull this off. No shade to her. I don't mean to be a dick, but like,
Well, yeah, I guess we'll find out next year. She's yeah, so it is, it ends with us. That's what
okay.
she's playing the main
Well,
character.
perhaps then we might need to explore this.
What is, oh, that one is Lily believes she's found true love with Ryle, but when a painful incident triggers past trauma, she must decide if love alone can carry her marriage through. However, things are complicated when her first love returns to her life.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I don't know if we're getting into like Nicholas Sparks territory.
See, and that's why I always this is why this whole Coho everything all over Bookstagram and all of the book places. I don't get what it's supposed to be. Because at least at this point, Nicholas Sparks, we get it. We
Right.
know what that is.
Yeah, it's a
We
formula.
understand the notebook. We
Yes,
get it.
right.
Sometimes there's a soldier involved, sometimes there isn't. We get
Ever
it.
someone will die in every single one.
Yeah. And like, so even so, say like Riley Sager, thrillers, I get it.
Right.
I know what I'm gonna get every time. Obviously it's different and I'm always like, whoa. He always gets me. But like I still know what I'm going into.
Right.
Whereas this stuff, I feel like it's being marketed as Nicholas Sparks, but it's trying to be a thriller, maybe. But then, like, that's why I keep getting so confused.
Yeah, I'm real confused. I'm not gonna lie to you.
And this is why we did an episode on this, because now this is going to be one of our longest episodes in the last, like, couple months, because we keep, there's, we don't even just, like, this is the point of the podcast right here. This whole thing. This is
Well, and
why.
also because like there is absolutely there, under no other circumstances would I have read one of her books.
Agreed.
It just simply wouldn't have happened. I would have lived my whole life never having read a Colleen Hoover book, and I would have been fine with it.
I remember, so, like, it was definitely that, like, 2020, my work friend was reading it, and it was that, like, still very much like lockdown, whatever. She was like, oh my God. And for whatever reason, I hadn't got to it, probably just because there's always 12,000 books. And then I just, hadn't got to it, hadn't got to it. I feel like my friend in BC had also read it, and it was that same thing of like, whoa. But then when Katie was reading it, and, like, I feel like, you would be about, like, a bar for me, Katie would be about, like, there are certain people that I would take more faith in what they say.
Correct.
And the previous two people, not that I don't love them, but in regards to book taste, they enjoyed it, and that's what matters.
Fair, yeah.
But then once she was reading it, and, like, everything, because, like, all these messages she kept leaving me as she was reading it, I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe we're finally gonna have to do this. And then that's when I was like, okay, wait, this is actually probably perfect for the podcast, because
I
this
mean,
is the
it's
point of the podcast.
correct. I mean, this was also why I was like, yeah, let's do it, because at the
Yeah.
very least, it's going to be an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
There we go. We did the coho.
We did. There may or may not be more coming for you.
Yeah, there may. In 20, it's okay. We'll have a good break. The movie doesn't come out until, like, 2024.
Well,
So.
there you go. Next year's time. Also, like, again, I read this extremely casually over the weekend without even really having to like it. I read it so quickly.
Yes. Well, and that's just it. Like, it does read quickly. I'm just sending you a picture of Blake Lively in the movie. Yeah, like, it's, and that's why, at the very least, like, that's, like, my biggest props was that it wasn't a slug, and, like, that's the way my
Yes.
brain works. Like, it has to go fast. So I'll give you that. I certainly was like, what the frickety frack at the end, so I'll give you that.
Oh, what a strange outfit for her.
Yeah.
I see what you mean about the hair.
And, like, this is one of the better looking pictures that I've seen. Other ones she's come across far from here. Right, so yeah, so, like, is that how we should be envisioning Loewen, as this weird frumpy writer? Because she kind of seemed, because her attitude kind of seemed, more snotty influencer rich girl, even though, like, we knew she wasn't, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I also didn't know. That was the other thing. I couldn't tell if, like, because my first impression of Loewen, we're still talking about this.
I
My
know. I'm like, oh
first
my God, we're still,
impression
like,
of
we can't.
Loewen is that she was kind of like an introverted, like slightly timid character, but then she has these moments when she's at the house where she's not like that at all. And I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, like, it wasn't as if Jeremy was, like, pulling her out of her shell.
No.
If anything, it was the other way around.
Right.
And yeah, I feel like that's what I would want to ask Colleen Hoover. Were we supposed to like her? Was she supposed to be the
Right.
anti-Verity? Or were they both supposed to be these questionable characters that then
Right.
we don't know? Because if they're both supposed to be questionable, and we weren't supposed to know or pick sides in the end, and then at the end we were just supposed to be like, well, they've both done bad things, and we don't know what was real anyways, then, like, that's a good thing. I
Yeah,
would
that's a
take that.
yes, I yeah, agreed. That's a much more interesting thing to me.
But if we were
But the fact that I
supposed to.
don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Well.
if you've read Verity, please reach out.
Yeah, come talk to us.
We got the website, anotherbookontheshelf.com. We got the Instagrams, another book podcast. I
Slide
think
into
in
our
theory we
DMs.
have threads. I can't. I think I. Who knows? We
I
have all the
don't know if
things.
Threads works yet, so.
Yeah. It's there. You like tweet on it. I don't know. I guess there's probably like a new word, but I don't know what the new word is yet. Either way, we're on all the places. We absolutely want to talk about Verity with
Oh,
you.
100%.
So please hit us up. We're going to be back in 2 weeks with a publisher collab. We are working with Stellaform Press, which is a local indie press that kind of does climate fiction. So like weird, spooky environmentalist,
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And the author seems really cool on Instagram. I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's
Yeah,
Sordidaz.
that
I
sounds
can't
right.
remember.
Sort it is.
I can't see the letters, so I can't remember what order they go in.
Oh.
We'll be doing that in 2 weeks, and we'll see you then.
Bye.